you, to everybody, to my brothers and sisters out there. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've done a talk, and just wanted to kind of just say hi to everybody and just let you know that it's definitely an interesting time that we're living in right now around the world. And you know, I think sometimes something I've been struggling with, and I wrestle with sometimes, is just you know, the purpose that we're here in this world for, the purpose that God has placed us here for. You know, it's okay. You come to Christ and you come into connection with Him, and your eyes, the eyes of your spirit, are open. You can all of a sudden you can see, you know, what's going on, and you know Him. You know Him for yourself, and you feel that completion. You feel that wholeness, that peace that comes when Christ comes into your heart and into your life. And the connections made to the Father through Jesus, through the sacrifice that He made at the cross, and His blood being shed for us, taking our sins. But from that place, then it's like, okay, but we're still here. You know, we're still here in this world. We're still around a lot of things that are not the kingdom, not God's plan, not God's purpose. A lot of evil, a lot of wickedness, a lot of things that grieve our soul. You know, scriptures talk about how it grieved Lot to live in Sodom. It did grieve his heart to see the things that were around him. When the wheat and the tares grow together, it's hard. Because for us, for those that know the Father and those that love Him, this is not what we want. This is not our desire. The frailties of our flesh and our struggles in our flesh, we don't want those. We want to be free from the prison of this world. We want to be free from the struggle that we have in and of ourselves. There, when we see the corruption and the evil and the suffering of the innocent, it breaks our heart, because for us, we want, we know it doesn't have to be like that. There is a chance for all to know Him. There is a chance for everyone to be able to be taken care of and to be fed and clothed and provided for, and to accomplish a dream and to live a life with purpose. We know this there. But still, because of the greed in this world, because of the world system that thrives and is fed on the suffering of humanity, fed on the souls being given over to it to build their Tower of Babel in the spirit, that in their spiritual dimension, that whole struggle, because of it, people suffer, and it's not an easy thing to see, and for us to be around it and to see it and to experience it, then it's like, okay, Lord, what would you have me to do about this? What would you have me to be part of in this? You know, so often one thing that happens is that you know, people will they'll if you find for yourself that you complain about a certain area, for example, and you're like, okay, well, why is nobody helping to feed these homeless people, or taking care of these children, or is speaking out for justice for this issue? Or, you see what I'm saying? If you find that in yourself, you seem to reference towards something a lot, chances are that God has put that in you, because there's also something for you to do in those areas, or in response to the very things that you see that you know need to change and need to be made better. So, yeah. So if there is something that you say, well, why doesn't somebody fix this or work to fix this? And it's probably because you're supposed to be the one to start working towards that. And if nothing else, just pray about those things. Prayer absolutely changes things. Prayer can change a person's entire destiny, can change a nation's entire destiny, can bring down and raise up, can level mountains and can bring up the valleys. It changes things. And so for us, we oftentimes don't use the gifts that God has put in us. But now, globally, for the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, not the fake apostate religious system of the world, there's nothing in them, they're dead. For the true body of Christ, it's a time where we're being activated by the Father to, at large, use those gifts that He's put in us and to walk in confidence in those things as He would utilize what He's placed in His people. So, you know, God puts gifts in you so that you then can turn, use those on behalf of His people and His body. So just like inside your own natural body, you have an immune system that fights on behalf of the entire body, your skin that protects the entire body, a skeletal structure that protects a specific area and also gives the body the ability to function and to move on a frame. Each thing works on behalf of the entire body. And likewise, the true body of Christ, as we do our part, as we play the role that the Father has given us, it works on behalf of the entire body of Christ. And it makes a difference on behalf of the entire body of Christ. So, if you're listening to this, say, for example, in the States, or in Canada, or in Europe, as you do the work that the Father has for you there, it will spiritually resonate and impact and have an effect on the work of the kingdom where I am, in Asia. And likewise, as I stay faithful to the call and the purpose that the Father has placed in me, it will in turn bless you, even as right now you're listening to this. And this is blessing you. The Spirit of God is coming through this audio and through me as a servant of His and somebody that is given over to Him, and it reaches where you are. And it touches your heart and your life and strengthens you this day. Even right now, I pray, Father, I pray, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters that are checking in and listening to this audio, Lord. I pray right now, Father God, that You would strengthen them in their hearts and in their minds. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that You would just snap off every chain, every shackle of the enemy that seeks to bind them and to keep them. In Jesus' name, I break it off of their lives right now. Father, I speak Your freedom and Your peace over them right now, Father, and I proclaim, Lord God, Your blessing on their life, blessing them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, you can pray at any moment in time about anything. You don't have to wait for your morning devotional or for some special meeting or anything. We live in a state of prayer. We live in a state of connection with the Father. And out of that connection, the Father can always show you left, right, up, down, side to side. So it's to our benefit to build that up. It's to our benefit to learn to walk in that. Yeah, global events, just thinking a little bit about stuff these days too. There's some really, really wicked people in positions of power around the world right now. And You know what's amazing, though, too, is that also the masses of humanity that are given over to the world groupthink that are plugged into the machine, they support them. They want them. They choose them. They can't see what is really going on, and that they're supporting their own destruction. They're supporting the destruction of the earth. They're supporting the destruction of the true people of God. And with all of the things that are happening right now, it is amazing. It's that that so many will suffer, and so many will reap the consequences for their choices in these days. But you can't do this for somebody else. You have to learn, one, to walk this out for yourself, and then from that place of connection and walking with the Father, out of that you stand in the strength that Christ Jesus puts in you, and you help pick up your brother or your sister in Christ. You help reach out to them, and you're used by the Father to reach them. Don't withhold the message from those that need it in these days. Don't withhold the light that God has put in you. Don't hide it, because God needs you at this time to shine for Him. So listen to the voice of the Spirit. You will get opportunities in these days to be a witness for the truth, to be a witness for the kingdom. You'll be put in unique situations for sure. There was, for myself, I was about a week, a little bit over a week and a half ago, I got called up to do some stuff I get pulled into some like fashion related stuff every now and then, and I got asked to do this Colombo Fashion Week thing in Sri Lanka, and so I did it. But the whole time that you know, before I even did it, I remember I was when I got the request, I was chatting with a couple friends online, and but they're friends that know the Lord, walk in spirit, and we just prayed about it. We were just like, okay, Lord, you know, to do it or not to do it, your will be done. And all of us kind of at the same time, God gave us a peace about doing it. So it was nice to have confirmation, because in general, I am very cautious about my involvement with and in the world. We are instructed to be in the world but not of the world. And so I don't want my heart being wrapped up in anything in the world. But I know God puts us in the world for a reason and a purpose, and to do His will. So one way that I can always check myself like that is by asking the Father and saying, Lord, what is your purpose in this? Or do you want me to do this? And if in doing that, there's a freedom there, because now I no longer am seeking the decision in and of myself, but I'm seeking His will, His plan and His purpose. And if I can do that in all honesty and in truth, then it will have the proper effect, it'll have the proper impact. Whereas if I do it in my own self, if I do it in my own thinking, if I do it in my own understanding, then all that'll happen is I'll end up going down a path that'll end up hurting people and myself, and opening myself up to spiritual attack that I don't want or need. So so I did this Colombo Fashion Week thing, and some thoughts about the whole experience. Actually, it's amazing the spiritual energy that is surrounding something like that. There's a lot of spiritual energy that's there, and it's the world and the world system that's there. Now, you have to be sealed up by the Spirit of God. to avoid things clinging onto you and hanging onto you. Even after I did the shows, I know there was a bit of a residue that I had to in the spirit, get some stuff knocked off of me. And because I've chosen, since freedom is available in Christ Jesus, to walk this life out free, and I don't want any carry-ons, I don't want any extra hang-ons. They're not supposed to be with me or around me or on me. So, some descriptive words. There's an addictive nature to that kind of work and that kind of environment. You can definitely see how people that have no spirit in them at all would be completely drawn towards that, would want to be around that, would want to be associated with that. So, there's an energy that's there. There's a demonic charging, empowering in that stuff as well. But, it's interesting for me, because when God put me in there, it's mindful of all that, but also just utilizing the opportunity to, when he opened the door, to really just to share the gospel, with people when the chance was there. And, but even with that too, oftentimes when you start to get into something deep, the enemy would send somebody towards us that would break up the conversation, and then because you didn't want to lose any of those people either. But we still sow seed, and it's not about you getting somebody to say certain words or to pray a prayer or anything like that. Just allow the Spirit of God to use you, because God is the one that draws. God is the one that opens up a person's heart. God is the one that meets somebody where they're at. And so you just do the will of the Father in front of you and allow him to put you wherever it is that he wants to put you, and to use you however he wants to use you. So, whether it's, setting up chairs in some place that you'll never speak, or spending months in a tent in Africa, or something that's in perceived high society. Doesn't matter. If you're with him, you're dead to this world. And if you're dead to this world, it really doesn't matter where you go and what you're about, because in those things, if you're walking with Christ, you will be where he wants you to be. You'll be about what he wants you to be about. So, allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Allow the Spirit of God to strengthen your heart and your mind so that you can know his will, and you can also know his plan and purpose and his leading and direction for you. So, we all have struggles. Life is full of struggles. But it's also an adventure. And I'm learning to embrace that adventure as I walk with the Father. I do pray for you. I do pray that the Father would strengthen you and myself in our walk and in our relationship with him, so that we could be in step with him. It's a time right now for the body of Christ around the world really to get into good sync and step with him, because there's much to do right now. There's a lot of work globally, in the world of missions, in the world of sharing the word of Christ. The harvest is still is taking place. A different time, though, a different season and a different area of the harvest, but still there are souls coming to Christ right now, and there are those that are on the enemy's side that the Father wants to bring back unto himself. So, praise God. Praise God. The enemy will continue to come and will continue to seek to attack your mind and your thoughts. When he does, you seek the Father. Seek the Father, ask Jesus to help you, ask Jesus to sustain you, ask him to strengthen you so that you can stand. Don't try to fight it in yourself and in your own flesh. You can never win that way. But allow the Father to manifest and to strengthen you so that you can be set free of any attack. There's some good stuff in the tab on the left on faithmix.com, which is spiritual war. If you haven't, if you wonder about some things that are like going on in your life, click on the prayers that are there and go through those sometime. In fact, click on those and print up what you want, but then also just drop us an email so that in the contact page, so that we can be praying with you and for you if you're going through that process. Because God seals us up. He heals us in areas when you walk with him. So, but he wants you to be free. He wants you to be made whole. He wants you to be able to come through and to come out the other side from everything that has hurt you, that has cracked you, that has left a scar. So, but you have to take it to him. In taking it to him, he will make those things known, and then past making them known, he will then heal and seal and reseal and remake and make it everything new. So, yeah, I just want to close things out a little bit here and just say that, you know, we do love you, we do pray for you, and we've got a couple cool ideas coming up here. It's probably going to take about a month and a half to get some things in place, so bear with us, but hopefully put together a way for you to get a glimpse of what missions can be in this day and in this age. So I'm not going to give too much away up front, but just want to let you know that we got some cool stuff coming up. And yeah, typically with the audios, these talks, they can come up anytime, but typically we should have new stuff up about every week or so. And so if this is a good site to check back in about once a week or so. And everything that's, you know, the latest stuff going on is pretty much on the homepage. So, and then it goes from there into the tabs on the left. So, yeah. So, anyways, enjoy. Every resource here is just for you, and we're just continuing to build it up for your sake and for the sake of the body of Christ, as the Father gives us the words and instructions to do. So, completely open to the work of the Spirit, and we know that it meets a need in the body of Christ. So we're grateful to him for that and for using us for that. Hey, drop us a line sometime and let us know that you're checking in on these and just where you're at. Just hit the contact page and go from there. All right, God bless you, love you, and talk to you soon.